king of Moab. His name was Mesha. And he raised sheep. And he had to pay the king of Israel a tribute of 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But after King Ahab died, king of Moab, he rebelled against the king of Israel. So at that time, King Joram set out from Samaria and mobilized all of Israel. And he sent this message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? And Jehoshaphat replied,
I will go with you. I am as you are, and my people are as your people, and my horses are as your horses. But by what route shall we attack?
Through the desert of Edom, he answered. So Joram, the king of Israel, set out with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And after a roundabout march of 7 days, the army had no more water for themselves or for the animals that were with them. The king of Israel exclaimed,
What? Has Yahweh brought us three kings together just to deliver us into the hands of Moab?
And Jehoshaphat asked,
Is there not a prophet of Yahweh here that we may inquire of Yahweh through him?
An officer of the king of Israel answered, Elisha, son of Shaphat's here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. Jehoshaphat said,
The word of Yahweh is with him.
So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to Joram, the king of Israel, Why do you involve me? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. The king of Israel answered,
No, because it was Yahweh who brought us three kings together just to deliver us into the hands of Moab.
Elisha said, As surely as Yahweh Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you or even pay any attention to you. But bring me a harpist. While the harpist was playing, the hand of Yahweh came upon Elisha, and he said, This is what Yahweh says. I will fill this valley with pools of water. Because this is what Yahweh says. You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you and your cattle and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of Yahweh. Moreover, he will also give Moab into your hands. You will attack every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones. The next morning, about the time of the offering of sacrifice, there it was, water flowing from the direction of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Now all the Moabites had heard that these kings had come to fight against them. So every man, young and old, who could bear arms was called up and stationed on the border. When they got up early in the morning, the sun was shining on the water. To the Moabites across the way, the water looked red, like blood. That's blood, they said. Those kings must have fought and slaughtered each other. Now to the plunder, Moab! But when the Moabites came into the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and fought them until they fled. The Israelites invaded the land and slaughtered the Moabites. They destroyed the town, and every man threw a stone on every good field until it was covered. And they stopped up all the springs and cut down every good tree. Only Kir Hareseth stood with its stone still in place. But men armed with slings surrounded it to attack it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom, but They failed. Then he took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king, and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall.
And the fury against Israel was great, and all the Israelites withdrew,
and they went back to their own land.